Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
What did you make of Liverpool's defeat to Leicester last night? A resurgent Leicester. Where did that performance come from? But Liverpool themselves, well, it was woeful, wasn't it? Let's get a word to sum it up from John Dernan. Morning, Derns.
Good morning, Steve.
What would you use? What word would you give Liverpool's performance?
I can't really swear, can I, on radio? So it's shambolic. Absolute shambolic. And I've done something. I've only done it twice in my life. I turned it off.
You turned the game off?
I turned the game off after 3-0. I've only done it once before, and that's what I thought of it. I missed the goal. Obviously, I've seen the goal since. But, yeah, absolutely. I was so miserable last night, and I know I'm not the cheeriest of guys, but it was just so... I mean...
Go on.
No, go on, Steve.
No, I was just going to say, where did it come from? Where is that performance come from in terms of Liverpool?
Well, there's many ways you can look at it. These mid-season breaks or whatever, going away to sunny climates, I get it because of the weather. They're no good. They're no good. I've been there, I've been on the other side of it, and these are like stars that are envied everywhere. The fans, when you walk about, they walk around like superstars. I've more or less had that myself when I was playing football, when you're at a club and you're down in a city where you play for them, and people bend over backwards for you. They do anything. They make you feel head over shoulders. I mean, and you can imagine what these Liverpool players are like. But it just goes to the head. And like, you go away to La Manga and do you think they're in another world? And they are in another world in a way, the way they live their lives and what they've got. But come on, reality is the footballers, and when you're going to earn your money, you've got to go and give 90 minutes of pure whatever it is, 110%. And that was absolutely disgusting. And all they've done is made themselves look average players, which most of them are. And they've let the fans down totally.
I'm looking at the bench as well. And I'm thinking about the depth of the squad. And it simply isn't there. Liverpool had no options to turn to last night.
No, we haven't. We hit on the Southampton game when they brought Shane Long on as a sub, and Shane Long was the best option. He was even better than what we had on the bench. So that said something, and that's no disrespect to Shane Long because he's a very good player, but it just shows how far we're lacking behind. I mean, like for like, you look at the way Liverpool played against Tottenham, and it wasn't as if we were outstanding. It was because Tottenham was so poor. Tottenham was shambolic. It was a bit like Liverpool last night, and it wasn't that Liverpool had to be great. But, like, we were better. We were much better than what we were. But let's not get carried away. We weren't great. It's just that Tottenham was so bad. And it just shows how bad we were last night. Because you can't just turn the switch on and off. You're not that good enough, Steve. But you've just hit the nail on the head. Our players, like for like, say just for the Tottenham side, I would have every player in the Tottenham side compared to what we've got. And that's a statement, that. Because we are poor. We've got 3-4 players that I would have, the rest are not good enough. And I feel sorry. Everyone says, well, do we feel sorry for Lucas? In a way, yeah, I do. But no, he's a professional footballer and he should have the nous. No, he hasn't got the pace of Vardy. And if he is left basically a one-on-one in the race, he's never going to get it. So that's down to him to figure out, hang on, I've got to give myself 3, 4, 5 yards here because he's got me. So, yeah, I feel sorry anyway because it's not a position, but I don't feel sorry for him because I've played in that position coming back from injury in the centre-back. And if you're playing with someone with pace, and I had pace, but I know I'm not clever enough, that if I was playing against someone who's really quick, I've got to give myself 3-4 yards. So it's just poor, poor bad play from a professional footballer.
And yet the manager demands that they play a high line. He demands that the full-backs push up and the centre-halves almost. So he's put in a position where he has to be able to deal with that.
Exactly, but, I mean... Let's go further back, Steve. Our defence has been a problem for years. And the fact that no one's fixing it, and I've said it before, I'm not having Matip at the moment. He's all right, he might get in the ball and trying to bring it out and play. I'll give him that. But he's a defender, first and foremost. And he is slow. He can't win a tackle. Have you seen the defending for the goals? It's absolutely horrendous. There's no urgency. There's no one who's got...
The fight.
You've got no fight. You've got no desire to go and win. And that goes right through when that ball goes in the area. And that's not just the defenders. It's the midfielders. Mm. It's absolutely disgraceful, like, the way they show to the desire to go and win that ball. It's as if you don't want to get hurt. And then look, you have the Sky television now, the way they slow things down. And you see the faces. They're like cringing as if I'm going to get it here. You want to put their head in there. No one wants to put their head in there. It's absolutely ridiculous. And it's shambolic. You're playing for Liverpool Football Club. And frankly, they're just not good enough.
How much of a difference does it make when Emre Can is playing in there and not Jordan Henderson? I think that was a bit of a blow for Liverpool last night.
It is a blow, and it goes to say, it just shows how far we're lacking and how far we're behind from other teams. When you have to rely on Jordan Henderson, and I've been his biggest critic, I have, but he's improved, and I've said to him, I'll give him his due when he plays well. And he, in a way, he just galvanised him, he just kept him going, maybe not with his football, but, you know, his captaincy and his leadership. And I'll give him that. I'll give him that all day. And he gives 110%, like I said. You know, he's not lacking the energy and the urgency. But again, he's not the greatest player in the world. And if we say we're missing Jordan Henderson, we've got big, big and massive problems.
On the Leicester front, are you somewhat surprised with the way that they reacted to all the criticism they've had? Was this a performance that demonstrated their frustration at maybe some of the things that have been said about them, as opposed to maybe a performance that was one manager's out of the way and now we can get on with the new guy, Mr. Shakespeare?
Yeah, we've seen it all before. I mean, I was talking to someone 3-4 days ago, probably the worst time he ever picked to play Leicester before because of everything what's gone on. Because you've seen it time and time again, and you can't put your finger on it. You can blame the players where a manager gets sacked, new manager comes in, everyone plays 110% better, right? I mean, we knew that was going to be forgiven last night, but it wasn't as if Leicester were blowing us off the park, Steve. It just shows how bad we were. All he wanted it more. He's shown her the desire to go and win tackles, just to go. It wasn't like you were scintillating football. It was nowhere near that. It was the fact is they wanted it more. They wanted the fight. And we knew that was going to happen last night. You knew the crowd were going to be up for it. But we just weren't up for it. And it's a shame to say, we're probably going to beat Arsenal on Saturday. We probably will. But I tell you
think so?
if Arsenal do what they do when you come to Anfield and you just fold like a pack of cards, for whatever reason, we always get one over them, we will beat them. But if Arsenal come and think, hang on, our season's here now to fight for without the Champions League, blah, 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 and they're up for it, they would tear us apart if we play like that. And I wouldn't hold my breath that they will do that.
I mean, you look at the league table now. Manchester United are hot on the heels of Liverpool. United arguably will be the form team from here on in. Their strength looks amazing in terms of their depth. Arsenal are a shaky bunch of players, aren't they? But you look at the top six, and what hope do you have for Liverpool in terms of where it goes from here?
Steve, I don't think we will get in the top four. I honestly don't. The only saving grace is you look at our running and so-called running. We've got the lesser teams, the easier running. But, I mean, honestly, you've got Everton coming up soon. You know, I'm going to hold my breath to that. That's, you know, if they beat us, and which they've got a good chance because they're playing well, I mean, where does it leave us? I mean, look at us now. I can't see us being in the top four because you've got Chelsea who probably win it. You've got Man City or Tottenham, my eyes will finish second. Then whoever after that finishes third. Then you've got Arsenal, I think, or Man United, possibly Man United before Arsenal. So, and then where does that leave us? We are absolutely in dire at the moment. We're in dire straits now. And we're in trouble because you look at our squad, and our squad is pitiful. You got your best 11 players that we played against Tottenham. And that's the team that we played for the first time when we went top after beating Watford. But since then, if we haven't got them players available, we've got no chance. We've got no chance. And we're lacking 5-6 players to actually compete for the league next season.
Jurgen Klopp's position is in no way under threat, but he did say last night, we all play, myself included, for our future. We don't want to make it too serious, but that's how it is. It shows that even in the manager's mind, there's a little bit of a crisis going on.
Of course it's a crisis. Of course, yes, he is under threat, because these owners are ruthless. These owners are ruthless, and it starts going on a slippery slope. And let's be honest, if we don't get in the Champions League, yeah, it's a failure from where we were at Christmas. It's an absolute failure. So you've got to start pointing fingers. You point the fingers at the manager, you know, manager and players. But the manager is at fault, because we go back to the defence, and you've got a player who's worth 20 million plus, who I think is better than the two players who played last night in central defence, on loan at Crystal Palace. I've said it time and time again, he might have his grievances, but and he might have upset the manager, but he's still a Liverpool player, and you use them as much as they use you. And you should have had Sacco for what we had in squad and what we had in defence. You should use Sacco, bring him in and play him to entice him a good performance, because he might think, like you said before, oh, the manager just fancy me here, I'll play myself back into this side. You know, and if he doesn't like him, when everyone's fit and healthy again, you just bomb him. But again, I just don't see the fact that you've got a player of his capability, an international, playing on loan at a club like Crystal Palace, when we've got players like that at the moment, performing like that.
Steve Hoddesall's kickoff.
This is Radio City Talk.